The mail came from Pitlochry to Carmichael right up until 1916, and then after 1916, that C.C. Stewart's there, they lost the contract that came from Blairgowrie then up. There was two mail buses, and Harper's had the contract, and they had a mail bus that went to Carmichael and Enochdhu, and another one went up Glenshee every day. And there were post buses that had a bit in them for taking passengers, as well.
So you could get two for one sort of thing?
It was quite common, these post buses. You could, if you were going to Glenshee, you could get a ticket in Blairgowrie and from the driver and go up to Glenshee. There was no bus to Glenshee at that time. I think there is now, actually. I think they're running a minibus up there now. But the bus that Arthur Melville ran, it just did Carmichael to Blair. There was a bus service before Melville. It was run by a man called Singer. In fact, do you maybe have some mention of that in that book, some of the books you have, the history?
Just having a bell.
He had, you know where Redou is?
Oh, I've heard the name. I've seen, got a picture of it, but I'm not really
over
sure.
Over the bridge, and round the corner, and the hall goes down to the left, and the house on the right, a big place, that's Redou. There was sheds and that to do with it. Well, Singer had that, and he also had a garage in Blair, and I think he was one of the very first people that started a bus to Blairgowrie. Of course, there was no driving licence needed or anything like that. There was nothing like that needed, And my father had a friend there who was same age as him. And this guy, his name was Morrison, Hunter Morrison, and his father was the last minister that stayed in that manse for the Duff Memorial Church. And he died suddenly, and the Church of Scotland granted his widow and the kids the provision to stay in the manse. But of course, they were very much impoverished. There was no money. And Hunter Morrison, this man that was the age of my father, he was just a schoolboy, just a school kid at the time, like 12. And he used to help this Singer, clean the bus and old-fashioned buses and there. And of course, we having to do with it, he learned how to drive them, And he, believe it or not, by the time he was 13, had left the school, and he was driving that bus up and down to Blairgowrie, every day. And he was just a child, just 13-year-old, But as I say, there was no regulations and no rules, nothing like that. And they were glad of the money coming in, because they had no living in the manse, but they didn't have any income. So it was pretty hard for them. So that had been in the days during the First World War, I would say.